Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Preseason game number one is tonight. We'll preview the matchup with the Magic. Blue and white scrimmage on Saturday. What happened? Did it matter? Hint, probably not. And we'll hear from David Fizdale on the backup point guard battle. All of that and nothing else. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies. Another week. I say another week. It's the second week of the second month, really, now that I think about it, because we started all the way back in September, i.e. last week. Now we've made it all the way to October. Incredible longevity for the program. I am Peter Edmiston of Sports 56 WHBQ and The Commercial Appeal. Happy to be with you. Follow me on Twitter at Peter Edmiston. This is game day, sort of, kind of. Listen, it's been a long time since we've seen NBA basketball, even of the preseason variety here, so it's nice to have basketball back. We'll talk about the preseason game coming up in just a few moments. Now, over the weekend, for those of you who were so inclined, you could head down to FedEx Forum and check out the blue and white scrimmage, which was, I think, reasonably well attended, all things considered. You're talking about a basically meaningless, glorified open practice that was competing with a really important college football game in the University of Memphis down in Oxford to take on Ole Miss. So that's a tough challenge. I thought, given the circumstances, it was pretty well attended. And, you know, the outcome didn't really matter. There were a few things that happened on the court that were nice to see, but overall, you'll learn a lot more from tonight's preseason game than you will from what happened at the blue and white scrimmage. The big thing, as we talked about on Friday's edition of the podcast, it was that the blue and white scrimmage was there to help benefit, via the Grizzlies Foundation and David Fizdale in particular, the interaction between the police and the community. Some really nice work. The PALS program that's starting to try to generate some positivity between police and those in the community. So that was the big beneficiary of the action on Saturday night. Now, on the court, it's certainly an open scrimmage. And watching it was played at a walking pace for the most part. But one thing that was immediate was that Marc Gasol was out there playing and looked slim and trim, as we've seen in, you know, talking to Mark over the last few days and seeing what little of practice and training camp we can see. You could tell the guy is certainly in good shape. Feels good, looks good, and he looks spry out there. Nice to see coming off the foot injury. Mike Conley back out on the court for the first time since March. Nice to see, even if it is in an open scrimmage kind of situation. The one thing that people kind of immediately talked about in the wake of the scrimmage was Marc Gasol and the three-point shot. It was rumored and discussed, and Mark just flat-out said it. You know, he wants to add it. He's had the capability to add it for the last few years, but hasn't really been a priority. It seemed to be a priority in David Fizdale's mind and the mind of some of the players, changing things up a little bit. Let's see what Mark can do is what that's sort of the refrain. Talked to Troy Daniels, talked about Mark's shooting ability. And one of the very first things that you saw down at the blue and white scrimmage was Marc Gasol on a little secondary break, pulling up and hitting a three very easily. It's that is an interesting thing. He's got such a good, smooth stroke. That mid-range game has been so solid for so long. It's not as if it's crazy to think that he can step back and do it, but it looked very natural for Mark. And I'll be curious tonight if we see some more of that from what little we're likely to see of Marc Gasol. I can't imagine you're going to see too much of Mark out there, but the progression of that shot, how it goes, that's going to be something to keep an eye on. One of the other things that you saw, again, the blue and white scrimmage was Wade Baldwin and Andrew Harrison going at one another. These are the two guys that are going to have to really be in the mix for that backup point guard position, even though we have seen the interesting move from David Fizdale of playing Tony Allen at the point some during camp and Troy Daniels some. And you'll guys can handle it. It's different being the actual point guard and just initiating some offense every now and then. But I think he's tried to do that just to maybe put a little pressure on the young guys to make sure that they know that it's not as if one of these guys is just going to have to win this position by default. They're going to have to go out and actually earn the spot, not just by beating the other guy, but by beating out some veterans, beating out some other players. That's something people have discussed and made fun of and taken little shots about Tony Allen playing point or anyone else for that matter. But part of it is you have to try to set a bar for these guys. You have to try to make sure that they don't just compete with one another. You know, it's not good enough if your team has playoff aspirations and you really want to win and win big. It's not good enough for your backup point guard to have just beaten out another rookie or another guy that has no serious experience in the NBA. That's not good enough. You have to try to find a bigger challenge. Even if that means you have to draft in other guys or work somebody else in the position or change the rules up a little bit, you got to do something. And I think that's part of the motivation behind what David Fizdale has done. And in fact, he said in a podcast the Commercial Appeal did, Ron Tillery, a beat writer, and of course a guy that I know very, very well, having done Morning Rush with Ron on the radio for 6 years and work alongside of him at the CA, and we do a bunch of stuff over there. Ron had a great podcast, I thought, with David Fizdale over, I guess, a few days ago. I think it was posted on Friday. And from that, Fizdale talked about specifically what he wants the expectation level from his backup point guards and the competition between the two. And he says his expectations are big.
The bar is high, you know. I think Wade thinks I'm a lunatic because I stopped practice more for him than anybody else. But like I told him, I said, don't take it personal. I'm preparing you for something bigger. You want to just be an NBA player, you're probably on the wrong team. But if you want to be a champion, I'm preparing you for that. And so, you know, I'm rolling the ball out, and whoever, the cream rises to the top. You know, I'm letting those guys battle it out, and they'll push each other and make each other better.
I have to tell you, when I first heard that, the immediate thing that came into my mind was I remember back in the day when we could watch practice in the media. You could actually see a fair bit of it. When Lionel Hollins was the coach, he had a rookie that he stopped practice for all the time too, who probably thought he was crazy as well. That was a rookie by the name of Gravis Vasquez, who did not last very long in Memphis and was never really on the right side of Lionel Hollins. That one amazing, massive triple overtime playoff game against Oklahoma City aside, I think that's a little bit different. Actually, I think it's a lot different with Fizdale and Wade Baldwin for a lot of reasons. But I do have I will never forget the practice when I don't think there was one particular set, and I don't think that Gravis got even two dribbles down. I mean, maybe once or twice he got two dribbles in before Lionel would stop, blow the whistle, do it again, stop, do it again, stop, do it again, over and over. It must have been 10 minutes at least. So I think it's a little different. It's the first thing that came to mind, though. It is a battle. There is a lot of expectation because you have to fill that role and somebody's got to do it, and they got to do it in a good way. You can't just do it well enough. You got to do it at a pretty high level right out of the gate. That will be something to watch over the next few weeks, how these guys react. And Wade Baldwin in particular strikes me as a real competitor. He's got a demeanor about him. You know, I think it could probably rub the wrong way if you look at it in that perspective. You know, he's pretty confident. The guy is pretty confident. But I think that's a good thing. You know, some people might look at that in a bad way. I think that's what you want as a player. It may not necessarily be the most popular thing, but you have to have confidence in your own ability, especially if you're going to be asked to do something really big, really quick, like being backup point guard for a playoff type team. That's a big, big role, and you better have the confidence to go in there and do that. I think he's got that. He's definitely got that demeanor about him. So will that be enough? No, but that's a good way to start. It's a nice place to start from. You don't want a guy that's a wallflower. If you remember Mike Conley's first year or two in the league, I don't think he was ready. I just don't think the confidence level was there. And that was a much worse team, obviously. But I think mentally, it took him a while to get the confidence level to be able to go and compete. I think that's not going to be a problem for Wade Baldwin. Now the ability to actually do that, to shoot at the level that he needs to make those plays, that's all legitimate questions. But the frame of mind, I don't think that's going to be a problem for Baldwin. And speaking of that battle, it's that first preseason game. Oh yeah, you know, the first preseason game is one for the real serious basketball fan. But if you're with me right now, chances are you are that fan. So let's get up in it. It's time for a preseason preview. And of course, tonight's matchup with the Orlando Magic is highlighted by the very first time Jeff Green has been back in FedEx Forum to play against the Grizzlies in a preseason game. That is emotional is not the word for it. What is the word for it? Tweet me, @PeterEdmiston. Tell me what the word for it is. In the meantime, it is an interesting Magic team that comes to FedEx Forum, even if it won't be quite as interesting to watch tonight because Elfrid Payton will not play, won't even travel, and Aaron Gordon also won't play. And I'm particularly bummed out about Gordon. I always like watching him, and I want to see what Frank Vogel had in mind for him. This is a team I would also have to think, because Serge Ibaka has been out or limited in the last four Magic practices, he's probably not going to play. That's a guess on my part. I haven't seen anything official. I know Payton and Gordon and Jody Meeks also won't play. That's per the Magic folks, but I don't know about Ibaka for sure. I'm making a guess. This is the first preseason game. You know, you don't tend to see too many of the main guys for very long. Both teams do have new coaches, so that may affect things a little bit. Might see a few more of the regulars as you're trying to work out some of the kinks, try to do a few new things. That's possible. No idea. We'll see. I think you'll see some Marc Gasol, which is great. Mike Conley as well in actual preseason game action, for what it's worth, and get a little bit of a sense of how David Fizdale wants to use those guys going forward. Those are things that you like to see if you are a Grizzly fan. That the point guard battle that we talked about, the backup point guard battle, is the one to definitely keep an eye on, because those guys are going to have to start making plays right out of the gate. And you want to see how they lead the team. You want to see what the team looks like with Wade Baldwin at the helm. You want to see what the team looks like with Andrew Harrison at the helm. You want to see what the team looks like if David Fizdale decides to go with Tony Allen or Troy Daniels or anyone else at the helm. You could start to get a little bit of data on what that looks like. You can also start to get some data on what the Fizdale offense looks like. They certainly were working some spread stuff here and there at the blue-white scrimmage, but that's a scrimmage, and you're not going to get much in the way of actual offensive or defensive information from an intra-squad scrimmage like that. One other interesting battle to keep an eye on, or maybe battle's not the right word, but just to watch how it starts to shake out, is the rotation of the bigs behind Marc Gasol. You know, Jarrell Martin looked lively, had a big alley-oop on the on Saturday night at the scrimmage, and his foot looks good. To see how he comes out, to see if Deontay Davis can give you anything over the next few preseason games. I don't know that you're going to see much, if anything, from him. I wouldn't imagine so tonight. But as that battle starts to kind of shake out, that's another one. Brandon Wright will be back in action to see what he does and what does David Fizdale see for him in his role coming in off the bench. You know, where does Jermichael Green fit in to all of this? You'll get some sense of rotation. You'll get some sense of fit. You're still going to have a long, long way to go, but it will help to start define those roles. You'll start to get a little more tonight with the Magic. You notice everything I say is start to, because this is definitely a process, and we are still, what, 3.5 weeks away from the season opening up. You know, even though you've got the preseason games, it just feels like things are speeding up. It's still a long way away. There's still a lot left to be done. No one has been cut yet from the Grizzlies training camp roster. So that tells you how early things are, and you'll see a lot of those guys getting some minutes here and there, some of the guys that are likely to be cut before too much longer out there. But it's always nice to get them a cup of coffee in an NBA arena. So that's tonight, Grizzlies and Magic, 7 o'clock down at FedEx Forum. I'm looking forward to being down there for the first time to watch a game in a few months, even if it is a preseason game. I'm like you. I'm a junkie. I'm watching it. I'm into it. I love it. It's going to be fantastic. So tomorrow on the pod, and I'm not exactly sure when the pod will be out. I'm hoping to get it out as quickly as possible after the game tonight. We'll see. We'll see how it goes with that. That'll be my first time to try to turn this thing around on a game night. So that may be a bit of a work in progress, but we'll see. Tomorrow's pod, though, we will have all the good stuff from tonight's game, what you can take from it, some sound from the game as well, some sound from, I would imagine, coach and players, and kind of a better feel, or at least the beginning of a better feel, about what this team is going to look like. If you have any feedback, I love it. I appreciate it. I've gotten a lot already. I would encourage you to keep it coming at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. That's Peter Edmiston. That's also where you can send questions. I will would love to do Q&A. So when you have a chance, fire off some questions. I will happily take them and get to them on the pod. And you can be pod famous, Daddy. And that ain't nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's barely something to sneeze at. But it ain't nothing. Remember that. Please, at Peter Edmiston. Thanks so much for making this pod a part of your whatever it is that you're doing. And God only knows what you're doing while you're listening to this podcast, but thank you for making me a part of that. Until tomorrow, you have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.